Shalom, אנחנו לומדים מספר תלמוד עשר
הספירות. Hello, we are reading from the book The Writings of Baal HaSulam, Volume 1, Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot, page 306, item 89. The Writings of Baal HaSulam, Volume 1, Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot, item 89, page 306.
Go ahead, read.
We can also understand what we asked concerning being rewarded with love. We asked, how can we attain even the first degree of love when there is no reward for a mitzvah in this world? Now it is clear that one does not need to actually receive the reward for the mitzvah in his life. Hence their precision. You will see your world in your life and your end in the life to the life of the next world, implying that the reward for a mitzvah is not in this world, but in the next world. Yet, to know, see, and feel the future reward of the mitzvah in the next world, one must know it in complete certainty and clarity while in this life, through his wondrous attainment in the Torah. This is because then one still attains conditional love, which is the first degree of the exit from concealment of the face and the entry to the revelation of the face, which one must have in order to keep Torah and mitzvot correctly, in a way that he who knows the mysteries will testify that he will not return to folly.
I don't see any questions in the meantime.
Item 90.
No.
And by laboring to observe Torah and mitzvot in the form of conditional love, which comes to him from knowing the future reward in the next world, as in all that is about to be collected is deemed collected, one attains the second degree of revelation of the face, his guidance over the world from his eternity and truthfulness, meaning that he is good and does good to the good and to the bad. In that state, one attains unconditional love, and the sins become for him as merit. From then on, he is called complete righteous, since he can keep the Torah and mitzvot with love and fear. He is called complete because he has all 613 mitzvot in completeness.
Again, please.
Item 90. And by laboring to observe Torah and mitzvot in the form of conditional love, which comes to him from knowing the future reward in the next world, as in all that is about to be collected is deemed collected, one attains the second degree of revelation of the face, his guidance over the world from his eternity and truthfulness, meaning that he is good and does good to the good and to the bad. In that state, one attains unconditional love, and the sins become for him as merits. From then on, he is called complete righteous, since he can keep the Torah and mitzvot with love and fear. He is called complete because he has all 613 mitzvot in completeness.
Moscow 7.
Что такое злоумышление? как они переформатируются в заслуги благодаря чему?
Это не важно, что мы делаем.
It's not important what we do, but what is important is what do we mean. That the Creator created the evil inclination, and whatever state we're in from the start, we're not to blame. And it's not important to me that that's how I am. This is how I am. Go to the craftsman who made me. What is important to me is to make myself in such a way that I'll be able to use this opportunity, and I'm always responsible for my corrections, but not for my qualities, that I'm bad. This is how I was created. The Creator says, I've created the evil inclination, but that I didn't ask. Why did you not ask? This is already a different problem. PT6.
Rav, what he describes in item 89 sounds a bit like you perform a mitzvah and you get a reward. It sounds like an act of vessels of reception, not spiritual killing.
Why? What? It's forbidden for me to think about the reward? What am I doing? What am I performing this action for? What am I? I'm stupid. I'm mindless. I have no mind, no heart, no desire. My intention is to receive a reward. The question is, what kind of reward? If by that I want to achieve adhesion with the Creator and to be completely in order to bestow, then that's the reward, and that's the reward that I want. Only someone who's crazy can do things without an intention. So our intention is always in order to receive. Unless we grasp that and invert it to in order to bestow.
Asking to be in Dvikut with the Creator and then understanding that I received it, isn't it reception?
I don't know, depending on what adhesion is. Tell me. Tell me. You're saying Dvikut, adhesion with the Creator, this is the purpose of creation, of life, of all the corrections, of everything. I'm saying, great, sounds good, I want it too. And now you're starting to explain to me what Dvikut is. What is it? As He is merciful, so are you, and so on. That I'm saying, thank you very much, no need, everything's fine, really. But it's impossible to work without a reward. Just hear what you're saying. Florida.
Yes, Rav. In the last part of this article, it says, from then on, he is called complete righteous, since he can keep the Torah and mitzvot with love and fear. So once he is complete righteous, and he has all 613 mitzvot in completeness, why is the fear still needed?
This is something I can't explain. There are many things here that I've not attained yet, and so I can't tell you. But in short, these are exalted states. We only have to accept them, that this is how it is. Still, there is conditional love here. You have to reach unconditional love. What is unconditional love? That for me, there's no difference. What is the result of the work? Not in order to receive, not in order to bestow, not in nothing. What does he do it for then? Unconditional. This is what I want. To perform an action after which or behind which there is nothing, zero, as though I don't exist in creation. As if a creation doesn't exist this way, what do I want to do? Because by that I become like the Creator. Why? What for? No reason. In the meantime, that's what I can say. And in our words, using our lexicon, our vocabulary, which is entirely based or built on the will to receive. Galil West.
Rav,
what is this formula called complete righteous? What is this program?
Complete righteous, that he justifies the Creator in everything and anything. The Creator can do anything to him. And still, he justifies. He has reached such corrections where he justifies the Creator no matter what happens to him. Even if he takes a soul.
Tada.
PT 17.
Thank you.
PT
17. Why does he write that observing Torah and Mitzvot with unconditional love leads him to the next degree?
This is something that you have to learn, to study. There's nothing special about it. Again, please.
He writes that keeping the state of observing Torah Mitzvot at the degree of fear, the degree of unconditional fear, conditional love, it leads him to the next degree, to the next revelation.
Yeah.
Why specifically keeping that state leads him to the next state? Is it a clue for the next state?
He tries to be without a reward, and then he rises to the next degree. As if. PT
23.
Rav, can you say about the degree of complete righteous? Can you compare it to the end of correction? Can you compare it to Rabbi Shimon? Did Rabbi Shimon reach this degree?
I don't know about Rabbi Shimon. Never ask these kinds of things. We don't talk about those people that certainly have reached all the degrees already, but we don't understand what these degrees are. And therefore, talk in a way that you can somehow talk.
So, I'm asking about complete righteous, that degree.
No.
To understand it better.
If possible. So, first of all, it's impossible. This one thing. Another thing is, imagine what complete righteous means. That all the states that he experiences, that he might or can experience, he justifies. Meaning he accepts it all in order to bestow, in order to adhere in the complete and final way to all of these states. But still, these are states, these are still mitzvot. And there is something even higher, which is the mitzvah of love. PT 10.
If we are saying that the Creator is a law of nature, the quality of bestowal, then what does it mean that we turn to the Creator, demand of the Creator, pray to the Creator? What does it mean to demand from the law of bestowal, from a law of nature?
By that, you demand nature forces that will aid you in reaching a certain state. So Elohim in Gematria equals nature, true, and you're demanding forces from nature in order to advance. You're part of nature. Only what's the difference between you and nature? That in nature, there are all the forces and laws and everything that there is, but you're built in such a way that you can turn to that system and demand of it, from it, to receive forces in order to advance. Until you identify with the whole of nature, until you swallow the entire nature inside yourself and you start controlling, governing nature, and then you acquire these two forces. And as it says, you shall be as God that knows good and bad, meaning you acquire these two opposite contradicting forces and you work with them instead of the Creator. That's it. And from that point and on, you're completely instead of the Creator. That's called, my sons have defeated me.
So the minute there is suffering, there is an automatic prayer. If there is enough labor, then there is also a prayer from the bottom of the heart as a result of all the labor. What is a conscious turning appeal to the quality of bestowal? As you said, I'm a part of nature, and I have a way to turn to Him. So what is the correct appeal?
That you want the quality of bestowal?
Yes. It says that the goal is dvikut, adhesion. Dvikut with what? With the quality of bestowal. But the only way I can get to the quality of bestowal is to work in the tent. There's no other place to reveal the Creator.
It's true. When you discover in the tent how much you're not in the quality of bestowal, and then you have the opportunity to ask, either by the prayer of the One, or even better, that all of you conclude together that we need the quality of bestowal, and not a personal, but a collective one, that it's not that I want to be the bestower, but all of us together want to reach this and build this field between us of mutual bestowal, and this is what we turn to the Creator with. So we're turning from within our field onto the upper force that's above us.
So what does it mean that you didn't ask? If I didn't come to a request, how can I ask?
So you have to reach the request.
So the whole issue is to make an effort in the tent, and then I'll have a prayer. I can't just turn to Him like that. I can't have a prayer to the force of bestowal.
True. Even to specify your individual appeal or plea to the Creator, still you need the ten in order to turn to Him, even if it's personal. That usually we say that it's not that useful.
So when we say, why aren't we asking, it means I have to connect to the friends. That's the act, to come to the request.
Yeah. Eventually, this covers everything. Turning to the friends, being in adhesion with the friends, working with the friends, and from that to turn to the Creator, that's all there is.
Latin.
Latin.
Buenos días, Rad. La pregunta en sí es del amigo Oscar Magaña, quien a través de...
A question from a friend. I was asking through me, what is the meaning of the next world?
The next degree. The next state, the next degree is called the next world. Because in spirituality there's no life and death, but only that the states are changing. And the next day that comes and replaces the current one is called the next world. Every world, every state is called a world.
Ita 4.
Rav, buongiorno. Faccio la domanda di un amico.
Good morning, Rav. I'm asking for a friend.
Che fine farebbero i mondi di Abia?
אם לא הייתה תפילה, מה יקרה לעולמות הביאה?
If there's no prayer, what will happen to the world of Bia?
They ascend or descend according to the mechanism of the days of the week. That there is an additional system, one more additional system, that works inside the system of all of the worlds, that changes them, and it's called hours, days, nights, days of the week, months, and this is called the cycle of the year. This activates things too, operates them, because in the still, the vegetative and the animate, this activates the different states. And if a person comes out from the animate level onto the speaking degree, because we're born like animals, if we're under the will to receive, and then this mechanism is what works on us. Hours, days, nights, years, months, that here there are the ups and downs, ascents and descents of the worlds, and that shakes things up, changes things. But if we rise from the animate level to the speaking level, their time depends on us. What we ask for, by that we determine time. That's called that Israel are above stars and signs. Israel means those that yearn for the Creator, that are not within the system of the corporeal time, but he's in a system that depends on the measure to which he asks to advance and ascend. Peter 2.
There are two aspects here. First of all, it's clear that on this degree, a person is still not righteous. The state's calm who tries to justify the Creator. Is a complete righteous one who is glad about anything that comes? Something came and he managed to justify it? Does a complete righteous, is he happy immediately with everything that happens with him? And if that's the state, where is his next deficiency?
To justify means that he justifies the Creator in the state that he gets, he sees and feels and understands that he got it from the Creator, and he has the ability to justify it. If he has the ability to justify any state, meaning at the end of every state, then he's called complete righteous.
Moscow 7.
Continuing on Mark's question, turning to the friends and building the prayer between us, I thought that what was missing here was the factor of dissemination, meaning why are we asking this for the world, for bestowal there, right?
For sure it has to be in order to bestow to the world, to the whole of reality, and not to my relatives or something outside of the 10, outside of our 10 called the world, Nebaruch, and through it to everyone else in the world, because only this way, if I ask and want, I turn to the Creator, and He is happy, because His chisaron is in everyone. All of us are like His children. We only have to understand that He treats us with unconditional love, really, utter love, complete love. But to the measure to which we can feel it. This is our work, this is our problem. Haifa 3.
How do we explain that nature emphasizes the connection between us?
Again.
How do we explain that nature feels the connection between us?
It's inside us. We're inside it. What do you mean, feels? Of course feels. How could it be that nature doesn't feel?
How do we explain it, though?
no one to explain it to? We're influencing nature. Look what's going on in the responses that we're getting. Look how nature is working with us. All these viruses, all these different things. It's all nature's attitude toward us. And eventually, if we discover the true picture, we'll see how much all of these things are actually to our benefit. It's all nature. Besides nature, there's nothing. We too are part of nature, inseparable part, only that we have a point in the heart that's outside of nature, out of which we can keep our attitude, determine our approach to nature, justify, love. This how it is. Peter 1.
Сейчас, если что-то происходит, какое-то там плохое событие, то моя первая реакция, она...
If something bad happens, my initial reaction is a natural animalistic reaction. Afterwards, I try to justify the Creator. Does a complete righteous connected to the Creator immediately?
Yes, and even before he becomes complete righteous. But you're okay too. The fact that you can't justify him and you catch yourself in a state where you're not justifying and you're discontent with the Creator, with what the Creator is doing to you, and you get mad at him, that's very good. It shows you about your true point, and also that afterward you so-called repent. You start understanding that it comes in order to teach you, to show you how you're still not adhered to the Creator, and then you have to ask. Ask, tell the Creator, why do I have to be this way? I want to be adhered to them, but not adhered in an observable way, but me with my big will to receive, but for the will to receive to be corrected. And so that on the one hand, I'll feel how opposite I am, and along with it, I feel how adhered I am. Try it. It's good. Latin 7.
Sabemos que con la plegaria...
We know that with the prayer, can you repeat? Because there was a part we didn't hear well.
Sí, sabemos que con la plegaria el creador no cambia.
We know that with the prayer, the Creator himself doesn't change. The Creator never changes. What does change is the person who raises the prayer.
Correct, yeah.
So, is this change that's created in a person and that causes him to advance on the ladder? Is it by kind of absence of a psychological break? It's as if the psychological break opens up?
By asking the Creator to correct you, to change you, by that you already correct yourself. And that you already take forces from the Creator and change yourself. Of course, you can say, the Creator does it all, why am I here? But your request completes the deficiency that the Creator awakens. What follows is that the Creator, he makes you feel bad, and you ask to turn that bad into good. And this is how you work together. For him, it's called creating light and darkness, that from the darkness you're asking to reach light, the light of bestowal.
So you're actually using the force of the Creator during the request, and this is what changes you. Kiev 2.
Дорогой Рав, я хочу сейчас привлечь.
Dear Rav, I want to draw reforming light now from my friends in the tent so they will wake up and feel energized. I want to ask, to me, it's great pleasure to be above the time of this world. How do we make it so that my work isn't only for this, so it doesn't go to the klipot, to the shells, because it's a huge pleasure to be above this world?
You have to see results inside the group. This is the only thing that will keep you from turning into a klipa. Only seeing all of the results in the group and not in yourself. You're working to their benefit in order to advance them. That's it.
Baltia.
Baltia.
Товарищ, плохо работает микрофон. Спрашивает, если...
One of the friends, his microphone isn't working, so I'll ask for him. Can you advise us, when we get ready for the, we're getting ready for the Shivat Chavarim this evening, what more, how else can the friends express their mutual concern so we all rise to a new degree?
That we want to bring the world to correction. That we've received connection to the upper force in nature in order to draw him through us to the entire world. And the entire world, for it to be corrected and become like the Creator, meaning that it will be suited to receive from the Creator the entire light of correction and then the entire light of fulfillment. And this way, we want to pray for the sake of the entire world, for them to reach the Creator so that He will help us to pass through us to the entire world, to all people, the force of correction. That people will understand and will feel and will want to go through these changes, accept them, and then all of us will really be close to the Creator. That's it.
Ken Niv.
Yes, Niv.
Concerning the question you spoke about in our attitude to the world, we hardly emphasize the emotional change in our intention that has to be toward the world the way you described it now. And previously you also said that imagine that the world is your family and ask. My question is,
I never talked about it this way.
You did, but maybe I didn't hear. Dissemination isn't perceived as an emotional change toward the world. How can we internalize that dissemination begins precisely in changing my attitude, that it's not finding some duty or task or explaining the message in simpler words, but that it's first and foremost to feel like my family and ask for them?
The time will come and you will start feeling that really the entire world is like your light. Light? Skin, sorry. Like your skin. It's like your body. That even though that you're suffering and there are people that you hate and... True. But along with it, you want the correction to the benefit of everyone.
So, say, for example, today there's a very important dissemination convention. So when I come to this convention, you know, it's like a fair. There are activities, there are roles. It takes me to something external.
Why? Where is that?
They'll probably announce it at the info after Shivat Chavarim. There's a big dissemination event. Here, you see? A virtual dissemination congress leading to a new world. It's today at 7:30, immediately after Shivat Chavarim, on Galaxy and Sviva Tova. Now, when we come to that place, there will be
Send me a link.
No. Sure. So, how do we come to that place from this new position that we are required to come to? From the inner intention, from changing our relation to the world, to dissemination?
I can tell you this, how I feel. I feel that this is where my heart is. In humanity. And I feel that this is what the Creator wants. He's no longer directed at, oriented toward this small group called Israel, but toward the whole of humanity. See how he started now, like in the last generation, he starts taking care of all of humanity, really shaking people up from one end to the other, starting to mix them and scrutinize them, and we'll see. We'll see what's going on. We're not grasping these changes yet. The difference between moving from the personal individualistic to the collective, it's like millions and billions of years this universe developed from top down. And now we are the very first generation that's starting to ascend from below up. We are the first generation, and therefore we see the events, the way that we do, and this how it passes through us, this how we experience it. Therefore, we have to try and open our heart to the world as much as possible.
One of the things that came up in the survey we sent toward the virtual congress is that what we need is to open up our hearts to the world, that we're missing the concern, the pain for the world.
It'll come. I'm telling you. I know this about myself, that to the measure to which things opened up to me, it did gradually through dissemination, thinking about it, taking interest in it, that you dedicate of your time to see what's going on in the world, how are they advancing, what does the Creator want from all of this, how does nature work. It opens the heart. Gradually, the heart opens up and you start feeling the measure to which really the entire world, and it's a wonder, the entire world, and I am a person that's completely far from people. I'm willing to sit my entire life in one room without going out and seeing anyone. You know me a bit. Along with this, then I started to take care, or I started caring for everyone. I started feeling that I care about what's going on with them. And such people that hated me, that are against me, love them, like in a family. You love even the worst possible child that bitters your life. You love them. What can you do? You don't want anything bad for him, you only want to correct him. This is what opens up. Well, today we have two, I see. Three. Dudi, or who's there? Ah, it's not Dudi, sorry, I can't see. Gilad?
Can you hear me well? Okay, so before Gilad, one update about the schedule. At 10 a.m., we'll begin the broadcast with talk of Rav and Chaim Ratz from 10:30 to 11:30 writers' meeting. It'll be broadcast on Sivat Tova. From 1:30 to 2:30 recorded lesson, and from 6:45 to 7:30, as every Sunday, World Gathering of Friends at 7:30 for all the Hebrew speakers. Gilad will tell us. We will have an amazing dissemination event leading to a new world. In that event, we will hear about all the roles we have in dissemination in Hebrew. As Shai said, it's only for Hebrew speakers. Speakers of other languages, it's not for other languages. It's intended for all those who speak Hebrew and want to disseminate in Hebrew. all those who went with us from the physical to the virtual world and haven't found his duty yet. So the event will be divided into two parts. The first will be on Galaxy and Siva Tova. The second part will be on Zoom. Therefore, we ask anyone who hasn't registered to register to this event so we can make it your division to the Zoom easier after the first part. So everyone's invited. Again, Hebrew speakers, today at 7:30, immediately after Yeshivat Chavarim.
But why is it only in Hebrew?
Because speakers of other languages, we consulted with heads of languages, speakers of other languages, it's not intended for them. It's intended only for those who disseminate in Hebrew. Every language has its own events.
So what? They can learn from it.
No, they can watch. But it's disseminated for...
They should get organized to translate it into their languages, English, Spanish, German, French, whatever. Most of them also understand English. I'm in favor of everyone participating, really. Don't make such events that are only made for someone in specific. Heads of departments have no understanding of is there a need for it or not. They're machines. They have to disseminate and that's it. But it's not that they decide that it suits or doesn't suit something. Everything suits. We have to learn all of these things together and only. So 7 p.m., we'll see and hear.
7:30, immediately after Yeshivat Chavarim.
Good. Now, what do we have left? Shai, you were there, and what happened?
All right. So we have a melody for the conclusion. Thank you. Have a good day, and good night. La 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 la